Are you calling the day to close your account?
Yes, why would you say that?
I mean, because that's what I say.
What's your name, please?
Ma'am?
Yes.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Paul.
Hi, Paul. Yeah. Somehow I got on a monthly subscription, which I never wanted.
Okay.
And I don't know how I got on a monthly subscription. When I contacted you a few months ago, I was looking at one car. I just wanted the report for one car, and now I'm being charged like $23.85 every month.
Okay, I can assist you with that, man.
I hope so. I'm really hoping so.
Okay,
so
1 second.
What do we need to do?
I'm gonna look up your account and close it out for you.
Okay.
Okay, 1 second. Let me get your email address. Email address, please, ma'am, so I can locate the account.
REJ.
REJ.
Solo,
SOLO.
At yahoo.com.
All right, Rebecca Jones.
That's it.
Okay, Ms. Jones, I can do that for you. You know what happened to you, right, Ms. Rebecca? On April the 5th of last year, you went into a carhistory.online, paid a dollar deposit to put a report, and that dollar deposit automatically enrolled you into the volume discount package for $23.95 per month that allows you to get 30 reports each month. And you're going to get that every month until you call and cancel. So right now you got 274 reports available. So if you want to close that out.
I do. And obviously your website was not very clear about that.
Clear. I understand what you're saying because a lot of people miss it and a lot of people catch it. So it goes both ways. Okay, ma'am, I got you all closed and canceled out. You will be receiving a cancellation confirmation email coming to the email we have on file here shortly. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I'm just not very happy with the way your company is set up because it just appears to me that you're taking advantage of people. And if I had wanted to use your reports, I would have. But if you notice, I didn't use it again since April.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So like I said, a lot of people catch it, some people don't. If you would have continued to read that website, you would have been called back and canceled. Because people do it like that.
I'm not going to argue with you. I just wanted to comment.
I understand you now. I'm here to help you. I was just telling you how it works. Since I've been here, that's my experience. That's all I'm saying. I'm sharing that with you. I'm not saying that you're wrong in no shape, form, or fashion. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Not at all. That's not. Please don't get me wrong, Ms. Rebecca. Not what I'm saying, Ms. Rebecca. That's all.
I'll be looking forward to the cancellation email.
My name is Paul, but it's named Andy. You might have it already.
Oh, I'll take a look.
Okay.
And it's effective today, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You won't get no more charges.
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling customer service. And you have a marvelous week and a marvelous weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.